You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Rebel Yell joins me now, the project of Sydney producer Grace Stevenson, who pairs brutal bass lines with industrial pop and emotionally searching lyrics. Having supported heavyweights like Charlie XCX and Orbital and played festivals such as Camp Aloham and Splendor in the Grass, Rebel Yell is a fresh and exciting voice in the alternative pop landscape. Joining me now to chat about one of her latest singles, Burner, featuring Naomi. Welcome, Grace.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's lovely to have you. It's a little bit chilly there, a little bit grey and gloomy, you said.
Yeah, I'm definitely wearing multiple layers inside because we're not built for the cold indoors.
Yeah, we should be built for the cold, but our buildings are not built for the cold, which is a little bit ridiculous. Now let's jump into it. The single comes off your forthcoming EP, which released Friday, August 21st via Dinosaur City. It's titled Miss Worldwide, which is a little bit of a ransacking from Pitbull's Mr. Worldwide catchphrase. What made you decide, screw you, Pitbull, I'm taking that one, I'm owning that one?
I think quite a few of the songs really randomly mention being like global or worldwide, and I was gonna call it Global Superstar just as like a total joke. And then Jordan, who runs Dinosaur City, she was like, Grace, no, you have to call it Miss Worldwide, like Pitbull. And I was like, that's actually perfect. I love Pitbull.
Do you ever do like a joking when you're on stage or in a track, a little Miss Worldwide Pitbull-esque call out?
Well, it's on the start of all of the songs on this EP coming up, but I haven't played any of them live yet. So I'm pretty excited to bust that one out.
Yeah, you could do one live show where you've just got like the bald cap and the sunglasses.
Oh, God, no, I would look disgusting.
Now, Burner, it's a kind of bratty retort to trash talkers in the local music scene. It's got a very good dose of defiant cheekiness, which we love to see. What does the local music scene look like there in Sydney? Is there characters who are, you know?
I love the Sydney music community. I've lived in Brisbane and Melbourne as well, and I feel like I'm allowed to say it now, like I've been around quite a long time. So I've definitely experienced lots of different experiences with different people.
Yeah.
And I mean, for the most part, the community is very supportive. I like to always make a distinction between community and scene, because the community are the people around you who really build you up and make things happen in a DIY environment. And then the scene is that a bit more of that broader community that doesn't necessarily always have your best interest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way of explaining that, actually, and making that differentiation. At what point did punk outfit Perfect Actresses Naomi Kent jump on the track? What was the kind of story behind that team up?
Naomi's been a friend for a very long time, and I knew that I wanted to have her do guest vocals on at least one song. And then I said to her, I'm like, oh, like, how would you feel about being on this one, this particular one? I feel like we would do a nice little back and forth because she has such an amazing, unique voice. And weirdly, like, you know, for two women, it's weird that I'm the one with like the low manly voice. And hers is so cute to be saying such mean things.
But that's great. It just adds another level of kind of like dynamicism to it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's why I really wanted her voice on it.
It's kind of like, I guess, like the Powerpuff Girls, you know?
Yeah.
Now, you have some great influences cited on this EP. You know, you've got Shy Girl, Sophie, Underworld, Orbital. When did your listening relationship to those artists begin, and how have they kind of informed that musicianship?
Yeah, I think artists like Orbital and Underworld was from the very beginning of Rebel Yell. There's often this story that goes around. I think I put it on a press release once back in like 2016 that I found this burnt CD outside an op shop, and it was like, what was it called? Like a dark tech mix CD, and it had Orbital and Underworld, and I was going to a Millennium 2000 New Year's party, and it was just like kind of perfect. And then I think I started Rebel Yell very soon after that. So that's always been a big influence. And then I started listening to Sophie when I got really into the song Hey Cutie, and then saw Sophie and Cutie do a live hybrid DJ set at Laneway back in, like, I actually don't remember when it was. And then it was the same year that, like, Grimes was playing the crowd and Cutie was, like, standing next to me with Sophie. And I said hello because my brother had a photo with her, like, a year before. Anyway, it started a pretty lovely friendship. And Hayden, who did Cutie, did a song with me on an album a few years ago, and I got to shake Sophie's hand and say hi back then. So that was amazing. And then that's just kind of always been a huge kind of influence that I've never really sounded like before. But there's a track on the EP that actually has some kind of Sophie sounds and Shy Girl influence, which is fun.
Yeah, well, it always bleeds in, the people who you love.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a conscious or a real, you know, major effort to put it in there, it always leaks in there.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think the sound of the Miss Worldwide EP kind of represents you as an artist now, and what was the songwriting journey behind it?
It's definitely evolved. I've been working with a friend of mine who's a producer called Grasps, and he's kind of allowed me to move in a more, I guess, like, it's more pop structured, because it's got little, like, it's got little builds and drops and things that he helps me embellish all of that. So it's still using the same hardware, but the songs have a bit more, a bit more to them. And then also, there's a song, the opening track on the EP, it's a little bit more like trancey and uplifting, and then it kind of goes into this darker tone as well. So it has like a lot of different elements, and I think it shows that I'm kind of trying new things and progressing a bit with the sound.
Nice. And obviously this is a bit of a broader question, but I can speak to, you know, Aotearoa's pop landscape and electronic landscape and what's going on there. Can you give us a little bit of an insider information into Australia's in terms of what that musical environment looks like, and are there like any challenges that you're facing within it?
I think that in recent years, especially in like the kind of DIY community, we're either kind of going down the route of like DJs at shows or more guitar bands. And I find it very hard to be placed. I mean, I'm used to playing mixed bills, but I find it very hard to kind of exist in it, because there's not too many electronic artists that are playing here. We do go overseas because it is more accepted.
Yeah.
And when I'm not really involved in like the pop scene, I'm more in like the DIY, you know, punk and electronic stuff, it can be like a little bit hard to find spaces to be like understood, I guess, by other artists and other audiences.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And do you have that kind of call or that want to go overseas, and you're like, oh, maybe this landscape exists in a more structured way over there?
Yeah, I mean, every 2 years I try and move overseas, but instead I just do a little mini tour and it kind of helps, and then I'm like, I'm not gonna play many shows at all anymore, and then I come back and I write more and I'm like, I'm gonna play shows again.
And the cycle continues. Yeah
pretty much.
Now, it's mentioned that this EP is full of tracks that are bound to take over quote-unquote dirty filthy dance floors, and dirty I guess dirty filthy muddy across the globe. Where's your favorite dance floor, or where has your favorite dance floor experience been?
Well, I'm going to have to say it was at Camp Aloha.
That's what we like
to hear. A couple years back. Yeah, it was, I think I played both weekends, but the second weekend was this like tiny room at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and everyone was so sweaty. We all like took off all our clothes, and then like I was on someone's shoulders, and it was the most, it was the best audience I've ever had, and it was the funnest show I've ever done.
Wow, amazing. And I've got one last question to end us off here. This kind of DIY electronic music, where you've got that pop sensibility in it and lyrics containing funny, bittersweet bites, self-awareness, that kind of brattiness. It's really taken over the music industry, I think. And as a female producer yourself, what do you think is the kind of draw to this, especially for young female listeners?
Yeah, I guess maybe it's just because it was so like male guitar band dominated for so long, and now you've got people like Charlie XCX and stuff like that, and Shy Girl, and I mean, even like, you know, Madonna has always kind of had this unapologetic way of just saying whatever they want to say, and it feels relatable because people are talking about things that we go through more and more on the stage and in our ears. So it's really, I think it's really nice and comforting. And yeah, I think it's, if you can have someone relate to it a little bit, it's nice.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Grace, for joining me on the program today. This single, as well as the other single that you've put out, they're available now. The EP comes out next Friday. You must be stoked.
Yeah, it's come up quick, but it's exciting.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, we'll hear Burner featuring Naomi very shortly on the program. But for now, thanks, Grace. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much for having me.
Beautiful. That was Rebel Yell chatting about their new single, Burner, featuring Naomi. Here it is on Radio 1, 91 FM. Stick around. Very shortly, we'll be jumping into Hot Off the Press with Critic Te Arihi.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.